At the intercession of Padre Pio, the mother of a Romanian Orthodox priest was cured of terminal cancer. Because of this miracle, the whole parish wanted to know more about Padre Pio, and in that process, they all ended up converting to Catholicism. The action of Saint Padre Pio changed this community's life so much that despite many, many difficulties, they were finally able to build a church dedicated to the saint as well as a hospital for the terminally ill. Hello and welcome to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin monk and incredible miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. If you, a family member or a friend, needs help, then follow this channel and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you. If you're new to our channel, then please like, share and subscribe. But the best way to get involved in our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your Mass intentions. Just click the link in the description below. And now for our story. In this particular case of the Tudor family, Padre Pio did not only work a physical miracle, but he also worked the conversion of hundreds of people to Catholicism. You see, Romania is a country deeply rooted in a communist past with a strong Orthodox majority. But let me first tell you a little bit about Victor Tudor. Victor Tudor was a Romanian Orthodox priest who had never heard anything about Padre Pio. And after the miraculous healing of his mother, who was suffering from incurable cancer, he, together with his whole parish, became Catholics. But he also decided to go further, and overcoming thousands of difficulties, he managed to build a church dedicated to Padre Pio, as well as a hospital for the terminally ill. Now, this story began in 2003 with Lucrezia, who was Victor's mother, and she was diagnosed with lung cancer. The doctor told her that she was inoperable because the cancer had already spread to other organs, and they told her that she had only a few months to live. Faced with this situation, Father Victor Tudor turned to his brother Mariano, who was a specialist iconographer working in Rome. He hoped to meet a doctor who would be able to treat his mother in Italy. Well, eventually, they were able to contact one of the best doctors in the world in this field, who told him he would try to help if the mother came to Rome. Lucrezia arrived in Italy as fast as she could. However, she was extremely sick. The doctor saw her and concluded the operation was useless and that all that they could do was use medication to relieve the terrible pain. Note that this is 2003 and medicine was already advanced. The mother remained a while with her son in Rome. While she was there, Mariano continued working on a church mosaic and he took his mother with him. As he was working, Lucrezia explored the church. She went around and she saw all the different artwork and pictures, but this one picture especially caught her attention. It was located somewhere in the corner of the church, and it was of Saint Padre Pio. The lady was impressed, and she asked her son, "Who is this?" And Mariano briefly told her about Padre Pio. The following day, Mariano noticed his mother was sitting constantly in front of this one picture, the image of Padre Pio. Lucrezia spoke to the image as if she was speaking to a person. And so the days passed. 2 weeks later, Lucrezia and her son Mariano returned to the hospital for a further examination. To the surprise and absolute astonishment of the doctor, the terminal cancer had completely disappeared. The Orthodox lady had asked Padre Pio for his intercession, and Padre Pio had obviously answered. The news of this miracle got back to Romania, starting with Victor Tudor, and from there to the Orthodox community. The figure of Padre Pio, who was until then completely unknown to him, now fascinated Victor. So he started to read about the life of Padre Pio, and something began to change in him. He told his parishioners about his mother's miracle, and they were all so amazed because they knew Victor's mother well. They all knew the mother had gone to Italy for surgery and that she had returned without undergoing an operation. So this miracle not only transformed the Tudor family, but the entire local Orthodox community. And Victor tells us his parish gradually began to know and to love Padre Pio. We have read everything that we could find about Padre Pio, and His Holiness has convinced us. Other sick people in the parish have also received extraordinary graces from Padre Pio. Nevertheless, many problems began to occur. Obviously, they were still Orthodox, but now they were followers of a contemporary Catholic saint. Because of Padre Pio, Father Victor and his parish decided to become Catholic. And today they belong to the Greek Catholic Rite of Romania. This rite is united with Rome. Their lives were changed, but like Padre Pio, they had many difficulties and had to prove their faith. Now, in a more recent television interview, Victor tells us that they had numerous obstacles in becoming Catholic. The country's Orthodox majority and its communist past both worked against them. Problems with politicians and the police just didn't stop. But they did not let themselves become discouraged. And they decided that despite all the dead ends, they had to go even further and build a church dedicated to Padre Pio. The faithful participated in the construction of the church, all of them gathering and involved in the spirit of humility. Meanwhile, despite the freezing temperatures, they had to celebrate Mass outside on the street because of all the enormous bureaucratic obstacles. So eventually, Father Victor went to his bishop in desperation, in the face of so many problems, and the bishop replied, "This is of God, and all these things will be resolved." And then at one point, all of a sudden, unexpectedly, a bishop paid for the land for the church. So at least now they had the land. Extraordinary things happened, which little by little paved the way to the construction of the church. Father Victor, together with his brother Mariano, went to Rome to pray for their church. There they met another bishop and they told him the whole story and about the problems they were facing. So this bishop asked, "Who will be your patron?" And after answering it would be Padre Pio, the bishop smiled and assured him, "Well, Padre Pio will make this church his own." And now the church is a reality. And for Father Victor, this is a further miracle. He said, "I had the feeling Padre Pio helped me and my faithful here and in other countries and churches. He is a beacon of faith." Victor took the model of San Giovanni Rotondo and applied it in Romania. He founded this little San Giovanni Rotondo and built a hospital to care for the terminally ill, for people without financial means, and for the abandoned elderly. However, he says, the difficulties are enormous and the money is short. But Father Victor counts on the intercession of Padre Pio, who so far had not failed him. Padre Pio continues to work for the whole world from heaven. He continues to perform countless miracles even today. Please do enroll in the next Friday's Padre Pio Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And if you haven't already, please subscribe and click the reminder bell. And of course, share this video with your friends to help promote our channel. Check out the videos on the end screen and stay tuned on Friday for our next video on the life of Padre Pio.